back to the Stephen A. Smith Show on Mad Dog Sports Radio.
20 minutes past hour number two back here on the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. It is my honor and privilege to have the commissioner of Major League Baseball on with me right now, the one and only Mr. Rob Manfred. Good afternoon, sir. How you doing? How's everything going?
I'm just great, Stephen. How are you?
Man, I'm wonderful. And listen, I wanted to have you on the show so badly because I wanted to take a moment to compliment you. I mean, I'm just thinking, I looked it up again to make sure that I had everything right with these rule changes, the pitch clock time, the shift restrictions, the bigger bases, the pickoff limits, the replay expansion, so many different things that have come to the fold. And I'm loving baseball more than I have in a long time. I just can't say enough about what I'm seeing in Major League Baseball, with more athleticism, more excitement than ever before. How are you feeling about the state of the game?
Look, I feel great about the state of the game. I've been out visiting ballparks, watching playoff games. I feel like there's real momentum around the game. I think the way we're playing the game on the field is much more entertaining. And if you ask me to pick one word, I'm going to steal one that you just used, to tell you the truth. The athleticism in the game, I find to be a huge improvement in terms of the way the game's being played.
So many of these rules came about over the last couple of years. Was that what you were anticipating? Was that the aim, to make sure that, you know, you got marvelous athletes that play baseball and we weren't seeing enough of it, and you wanted to make sure that that change took place? Was that your goal?
That was part of the mindset, Steve. And certainly, we feel like we were blessed and have been blessed kind of on a continuing basis with a great infusion of talent, really, really kind of generational talent players. And, everybody says Ohtani first when you talk about it, but it's not just Ohtani. It's a whole generation of players. And we thought if we could get the rules right, that it would put us in a better position to showcase the athleticism of the people that are coming into the game and produce a better product for our fans.
You know, so many times we've looked at a team and you'll look like a New York Yankees team, and it's a big market, of course, and they ended up losing last night. Don't get me started with that. I'm still depressed. I'm still depressed about it. I'm going to be depressed for a while anyway. But I want to know what your reaction was when you saw them lose the last night. It's a big market team like them, eliminated so early in the postseason. We know they're a huge ratings draw. How does a commissioner feel when that happens?
You know, look, I try to be, obviously, teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers in our big markets are good for business. You know, when they go deep in the playoffs, everybody understands that, they drive your ratings, they drive your business. Having said that, I personally try to stay in the frame of mind that the sport is about competitive balance over the long haul. And it's good for the game when we have different teams that go deep in the playoffs, number one. And number two, you can't deny that there's a lot of exciting things about the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, starting with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., but, the whole team, they play the game the right way. They got some real superstar athletes, George Springer, that are important to our game. And, I think it's a good thing that Toronto's going on.
When a small market team, let's say like the Brewers, if they win, is that proof that the system works, or is it proof that they're the exception?
Yeah, I think it's really the latter. And in some ways, the issues with the system, Stephen, are more about the perception of the fans and the fact that, Milwaukee, just pick a team, happens to win in a year. It doesn't alter the fact that the large market clubs get into the playoffs and go further in the playoffs, year in and year out. And it really is about, does the fan perceive that their team in a smaller market has a realistic opportunity to compete?
What kind of feedback have you been getting from the fans? Because I know you travel a lot, you go to a lot of games. If they see you, if your baseball fans see you, they know who you are. You're going to make no mistake about it. They're going to know who the commissioner of their sport is. What kind of reaction, what kind of feedback do you get from the fans in terms of what they've been seeing from the sport over the last year or two?
The feedback from fans has been wildly positive. When I say I sense momentum in the game, it's from being around in the ballpark. And, you know, people making the kind of comments that you made at the top of the show about how important the changes have been to the game, how exciting the game is because of the great talent we have in it right now. And that's the momentum that I feel. Look, the other strain that you do get from people, depending on the market you're in, is, you know, the system needs to be more fair.
Mm. Talking to Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred. Been at the helm since January of 2015. Still going strong, getting strong as far as I'm concerned. We're talking to him right here on the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Former MLB Commissioner Bud Selig said recently that the Brewers' success doesn't mask baseball's deeper economic problems, that the financial gap between the large and small market clubs is still a very, very real thing. Do you agree with that assessment?
I do. I agree with it because I'm hearing it from our fans. You know, again, it gets back to the issue of perception. You know, our sport is really, more than any other sport, dependent on live attendance. And a lot of that attendance gets determined during the offseason when consumers are making a decision, fans are making a decision about whether or not to buy season tickets. And it's really important, regardless of whether a particular small market team does well in a year, it's really important for us that fans in all of our markets, regardless of size, have a feeling that their team has a chance to compete.
So what specific steps can MLB take to sort of narrow that divide beyond revenue sharing? What can you do?
Look, I think that this is an issue that's going to have to get resolved at the bargaining table with the MLBPA. You know, we have another year on our contract, and, you know, we're going to try to reach out early to the MLBPA, start having conversations, make them aware of our concerns, and hopefully engage in a collaborative, creative process to get at this issue.
You know, the Dodgers, I mean, when we think about the Dodgers are still alive, obviously got a 2-1 lead over the Philadelphia Phillies and the split series. I would ask you what's the most exciting series, but I don't want to put you on the spot like that. I can't put the commissioner on the spot like that. So we're going to go with all of them. We're going to go with all of them when it comes to you, all right? I'm going to save you that. But their payroll being multiple times that of clubs like Milwaukee or Tampa Bay, that's a reality. So in this year, 2025, is competitive balance more about money? Is it more about management? Or is it more about market size in your estimation?
Look, I think it's always a combination of money and management. You know, some teams that spend a lot of money don't play that well. I mean, you know, that is a reality, that management is an important piece of the puzzle. You know, market size is a funny thing, you know, defining exactly what the market of our teams are. You know, we have teams in cities, you know, we think about Boston as a big market club. And, you know, obviously they do have, you know, significant financial resources. But the demographics of Boston are very different than New York or L.A.
Mm. You know, some voices get into the media, the pundits out there, not, you know, Mad Dog Russo and others. Not that he said this specifically, but you have some of them arguing that certain rules changes, that is, have made the game a bit more robotic and less nuanced. I don't agree with that. I want to know, how do you feel about that? Do you agree with that assessment?
I really don't. And I think more important than whether I agree with it, you know, everything we've done in terms of rule changes has been based on fundamental research with our fans. And when I say fans, I mean all types of fans, avid fans, casual fans, young fans, old fans. And overwhelmingly, they have been positive about the rule changes as a package. Now, that doesn't mean there's not, you know, somebody somewhere who doesn't like the runner on second base in extra innings. There certainly are those people, but the vast majority of our fans have been supportive of the changes we made because we listened to them when we developed them.
What change did you specifically? I mean, you're allowed to be a fan. I know you're a commissioner, but you're allowed to be a fan, Rob Manfred. You're allowed to be a fan. What change specifically do you enjoy the most that you've enjoyed seeing implemented and executed that's made the game more enjoyable in your eyes?
Yeah, me personally, while I see the clock kind of as the most important to the game, the one that I have enjoyed the most is the combination of the larger bases and the limited pickoff attempts. I think bringing the running game back into baseball has kind of spread throughout the game. There's a lot more athleticism. It's not just stolen bases. It's altered the kind of defenders you need in the field. And that focus on athleticism is really important. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we talk about sports and we talk about games, but the fact of the matter is people want to see athleticism. It's about the athletes at the end of the day.
The automated ball strike system, that challenge system is slated for 2026. That's slated for next season.
Right.
What have you learned from this year's testing, spring training, minor leagues, possibly all-star? What concerns remain?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I am very positive about the automated strike zone. I think that we got some great player input over the last couple of years that helped us make what I think was a good decision between, you know, using the automated system for every pitch and going to the challenge system. I think the players made some great points about the fact that, you know, framing by a catcher and, you know, the defensive skills necessary in terms of, you know, doing that framing are an important aspect to the game that we shouldn't write out of the game. And I do mm-hmm. think that the challenge system is consistent with what we've always said about replay. We're not going to get every single thing right, even with replay, but we should have an opportunity to fix a miss in a high leverage situation. And I think that's going to be a real improvement for the game.
Before I close out with you here, watching these playoffs unfold, I mean, has anything stood out to you in terms of what you've thoroughly enjoyed seeing? There's a palpable level of excitement, entertainment. It's all there. You see the Dodgers and the Phillies going up against one another. We see the Brewers and the Cubs. We see the Mariners, Detroit. We see all of this, right? My Yankees, again, unfortunately gone. I don't want to express my frustration to you about their pitching right now. I'm very upset about it. But in the end, it's still been a great, great postseason.
Right.
What stood out in your mind?
Well, honestly, some of the numbers have been phenomenal. I mean, the wildcard round on ESPN was up 64%. On the division series, we're going to have our highest ratings in 10 years. That's a long time to go back, particularly given how the median landscape has changed. And, you know, people talk about, well, gee, you know, you're going to have a team from Canada. You know, the Yankee Toronto series averaged 6.7 million viewers in the U.S. and Canada. And that's a great showing for us. And again, it is an emphasis on the internationalization of sport. It's not just the U.S. sport. So, you know, I've taken a lot of pride in those numbers. And I feel great for the game that it's producing those kinds of numbers.
Do you feel like any more changes are going to need to be implemented in the near future other than what we just talked about with ABS? Because I got to be honest with you, I think the game is looking better than it's ever looked,
to be honest with you.
I don't know if
you need funny on this topic. You know, I'm a believer that no matter how great an institution is, and I do believe Major League Baseball in its current form is great, that it's important to always evaluate whether you can make it better. Because in today's society, standing still is a bad place to live, my friend. And we're going to continue to look at the game and make it the best we can possibly make for the fans.
Well, Rob Manfred, I really appreciate your time. As the commissioner of Major League Baseball, I know you're a very, very busy man. I really appreciate your time. I thank you for coming on the show. You always got a home here to come to talk anytime you want to. I love what I'm seeing. I've been more excited about baseball than I've been in my lifetime. It's really special to watch as far as I'm concerned. I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule.
Listen,
to come
I appreciate on the show. I really you having me, it, Stephen. Right? And, you know, I know the Yankee thing's disappointing for you. But you know what? I'm glad to hear you talking great about the game. We really do appreciate it. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you as well. You all the best to you, and I'll see you down the line as these playoff games continue to unfold. You take care, all right?
All right, absolutely. Thank you, sir.
All right. the commissioner, Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, right here with Stephen A. Sirius XM Mad Dog Sports Radio, 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. I mean the enlarged bases, the no shift thing. I mean the pitch count, the clock, all of this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all, I mean the game has sped up. There's more athleticism. There's more ways to win. Certainly more ways to lose, as the Yankees have shown us. The list goes on and on. But Major League Baseball is fabulous, man. I'm enjoying these playoffs thoroughly. I never thought I would talk about baseball as much as I've been talking about baseball over the last couple of weeks, but I'm loving it. I'm loving what I'm seeing, and I got to give props where props is due. I think the man has done a hell of a job with some of the changes that he's made, knowing how baseball lives off as its tradition, knowing that it's always the last one of the party, figure of speech, by the way, because they want to, they're reluctant for change. The changes that have taken place, could you imagine the battles he, along with the league office, have had to have with the Players Association? But nevertheless, the game is in a great, great, great place, and I can't applaud them enough for it. So I wanted to bring him on to give him props for the job that he has done. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Back with your calls and more in a minute. You're listening live to Stephen A. on Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82.